This is the Dive Into Malaysia Travel Podcast, episode 21, with Dive Into Malaysia founder, Sharon Goulet. In today's episode, I'm discussing everything Port Dickson. Port Dickson, or PD to locals, is a coastal resort town about 90 kilometres from Kuala Lumpur. It's even closer to Kuala Lumpur International Airport. It has some great beaches and is the quickest and easiest beach place to reach from the inland city of Kuala Lumpur. Thanks to this, it is quite popular with locals, especially on weekends. It's also quite easy to get here from Singapore. Now, Port Dickson refers to a lovely stretch of coast as well as the town itself. Along here, there are many beaches, calm seas, and plenty of nature to enjoy. And this is a place to head to see the natural beauty of Malaysia when you don't have very long, so you don't want to go to an island that will take you a lot longer to get to. It's possible to visit on a day trip from KL if you want to squeeze in some beach time on a short trip, but I recommend you go longer if you can. It's also a good alternative to a KL stopover if you're flying into KL and just have a night or two before flying elsewhere and would rather a beach stop and a great resort with a pool to a big city. In this episode, I'm discussing why you should visit Port Dickson, what to do when you're there and where to stay. It's our favourite quick stopover place in Malaysia, primarily thanks to its great resorts, and I look forward to sharing all the details with you in this episode. And by the end of it, you'll be all set for a visit to Port Dickson.
Welcome to the Dive Into Malaysia Travel Podcast, the place to be when you're dreaming and planning all the awesome adventures you could have in Malaysia. Each week on the show, your host Sharon will take you from underwater adventures in one of Malaysia's marine parks to standing on top of the world in Merdeka 118 in KL to eating the best food you'll experience in your life at a hawker centre to planning how to get from A to B and where to stay. It's all here.
So today, we're talking about Port Dickson. But before we dive into everything Port Dickson, remember you can find today's show notes at diveintomalaysia.com/episode21. This has links to everything I talk about and further information to help you plan your trip. If you have any questions or want to learn more about traveling in Malaysia, make sure you also join us in the Malaysia Travel Planning Group in Facebook. You can find this by simply typing malaysiaplanning.com into a browser, and it will take you to the Facebook group. So, Port Dickson, what do you need to know? In this episode, I'm covering an overview and the history of Port Dickson, when to visit Port Dickson, why you should visit Port Dickson, how to get there, what to do in Port Dickson, and where to stay for a great visit. Now, Port Dickson is located just over an hour's drive southeast from Kuala Lumpur on the coast. It was first known as Arang, meaning charcoal, which used to be produced in the area from a carbon mine. At that time, it was quite a small Malay coastal village with fishermen and traders. It also was known as Tanjung, which means cape in Malay, due to its geographical position. Later in the 1820s, tin ore was mined in Lukut in the Port Dickson area, which led to many Chinese migrants arriving in the area. The British could see the potential of Port Dickson as a harbour and a retreat, and in the 1880s, the name changed to Port Dickson thanks to the British high officer, Sir John Frederick Dickson, who was posted there at the time. Port Dickson was a strategic location on the Straits of Malacca between China and India. A seaport was built along with a railway line to what is now the city of Seremban to make the most of this harbour. It was a success and the area started growing into what it is today. Port Dickson no longer relies on iron ore or trading, and instead tourism plays a major role in the area. When it comes to considering the best time to visit Port Dickson, like just about everywhere in Malaysia, it's hot and humid year-round and rainfall can happen at any time. Now, the wettest months are right at the end of the year and the driest right at the beginning of the year. But it's really okay to visit here at any time. Rainfall is likely to be short, not really a big deal. The monsoon's not too much of a problem generally in Port Dickson. So why visit? Now, it's a beautiful area with some nice beaches. However, Malaysia is a country where there is a lot of competition for great beaches and places to visit. And to be honest, I wouldn't visit here instead of a Langkawi or a Tiaman or Bahentian Islands or any of those more famous islands. But there are three main situations where I recommend you visit here. The first is if you're in Kuala Lumpur and you want to visit a beach in the easiest way possible or for the day. Port Dickson is definitely what I recommend. In that case, it's the quickest and the easiest to meet. The second is if you are looking for somewhere close to Kuala Lumpur International Airport. Port Dickson is a great place to head first on arrival where you can relax for a few days, adjust to the time zone, wash off any travel, and just enjoy. So we've often stayed there because we're just flying into KL quickly, and then we're flying out again, and it's an alternative to going to Kuala Lumpur. Third is if you want to stay in a great resort with an overwater villa with your own pool. Now, I'll talk more about my favourite accommodation option later where you can have this, But I want to say now that Port Dickson is a great place for fantastic resorts for a good price. It's generally very good value and you'll get much more for your money here than you can in Langkawi or somewhere else like that than any of the islands really. So now you're convinced that you should go. How do you get there? This is somewhere I definitely recommend you travel by private taxi. It's quite affordable and so much easier as there aren't any direct buses from the airport or from Kuala Lumpur. You've got to take several forms of transport. And even once you get to the area, you'll probably have to take a taxi anyway. Now, I can book a taxi for you if you go to malaysiataxi.com, or you can simply use the Grab app if you're just traveling between Port Dickson and the airport or Kuala Lumpur. It is quite easy to get a taxi. It's quite affordable. And really, this is somewhere where you should get a taxi. Now, if you're coming from Singapore, there are direct buses, and this is where you might want to consider that. Last time I checked, the buses would go straight from Singapore to some of the top resorts as well. So in that case, a bus is pretty easy. From Kuala Lumpur, not so much. So you're in Port Dickson. Now what do you do? To be honest, the main thing I love doing here is hanging by my own private pool at the Lexus Hibiscus, which is a resort that I'm going to talk about more soon. Because for me, Port Dickson is a timeout when I'm traveling in Malaysia, one where I don't rush around and simply enjoy. However, if you want to get out and about, there are plenty of low-key things to do. There are quite a few beaches, and I'll link to my guide to all of them in the show notes. I've got a guide to many of the different beaches in the Port Dickson area, so you can pick the one that's perfect for your requirements. My favourite is Blue Lagoon, and this beach is beautiful. It's got white sand, aqua water, and the best part, I think, is that you're surrounded by trees, which makes it look really pretty, and it also gives you a lot of shade on the beach, so that's a bonus as well. There's some market and hawker stalls there, toilets, so it's got everything you need. It's not a water sports beach so much, though, so if you're looking for more activities at your beach, if you want a lot more action, the biggest and busiest beach is at Teluk Kemang, so that can be a good one to go to if that's more your scene. I also like Pantai Cahaya Negeri, as it's not just a pretty beach, but there is a recreational park and a cool bridge called Lover's Bridge over the water. This bridge takes you to a mangrove island where there is a boardwalk through the mangroves. It's especially interesting with kids to get up close to the mangroves, and they like walking over the water. I've been there with my kids. It was a nice little activity. For non-beachy activities, my top pick of what to do is the Army Museum. Port Dickson has a big military base, and this is where you'll find the Army Museum. So there's one part of it has galleries which cover the Malay Peninsula military history, and the other part has old military equipment, including helicopters and armored cars. You can even climb on some of them, which is great if you're traveling with kids. My kids definitely found this more interesting than most museums. The military history part includes exhibits from the time the Europeans first arrived to now. And there's a recreation of a tunnel used by communist guerrillas during the Malay emergency. Some exhibits are just in Malay, but most are in English too, and they help give you a great insight into the military history. And families may also enjoy the ostrich farm. Here you can feed and pet ostriches. And if you're tired of ostriches, there's lots of other animals to see, feed, or play with. It's a bit like a petting zoo. Now, to get closer to nature, I recommend visiting Cape Richardo, which is home to a historic lighthouse built in 1863. To reach here, you need to walk for about 15 minutes on a good path, but it is mostly uphill. And at the top, you don't just see the lighthouse, but you get great views over the Straits of Malacca, and you can see some of the pretty coastline as well. Even better just here, what I like about it is that it's home to a 75-hectare forest reserve with good bird and wildlife spotting. So it's quite pretty. There's a quiet beach in there as well, although you're not meant to swim there. And it's also really close to Blue Lagoon. So those are all activities you could do together. So go do your walk, go to Blue Lagoon, have a swim. Perfect. There's also temples to visit, a historic fort and a little aquarium. And you can read more about these places if they interest you in my complete guide to things to do in Port Dickson, which you'll find at diveintomalaysia.com/episode21. There's a link to that. Of course, there's also shopping opportunities, karaoke, a 3D art gallery, and all those types of typical Malaysian attractions. Now, let's talk about my favourite thing in Port Dickson, which is definitely the accommodation. There are plenty of hotel choices for all budgets, so don't feel like your only choice is a really great five-star resort. But I'm going to stick to talking about those best ones because to me, they are like why I go to Port Dickson, or at least why I keep going back. You can find a link to the full hotel guide for all the different hotels in Port Dickson for different budgets in the show notes. So if you have the budget, I highly recommend the Lexus Hibiscus. This resort offers fabulous overwater villas with private pools. So you literally get to play in your own pool above the sea. So you're looking at the sea, you can hear the sea and you're in your pool. It really is very magical. It's quite a unique hotel too, as it's actually called Hibiscus. Like Lexus is a chain. There's a few Lexus hotels in Malaysia. But it's got the hibiscus part because the overwater villas and the paths are shaped like an hibiscus. So you can see that from going up. They've got a main hotel building too. If you go to the top, there's like a bar where you can see the hibiscus shape, which is very cool. And also, if you're flying into Kuala Lumpur or out of Kuala Lumpur, if your flight path goes over there, you'll be able to see it too. So definitely keep a lookout when you're flying over the coastline of Malaysia. And even if you're not going to stay there, just see if you can see it. It looks quite spectacular. Now, this hotel even holds two Guinness World Records for the resort, one for having the most pools in a resort and one for having the resort with the most overwater villas. There are just tons of private pool villas here. And if for some reason you don't want to be on the water, you can also stay in the main building where you can have your own pool as well. Now, the villas themselves come with two big beds, a glass panel for seeing into the water below, their own sauna, outdoor deck, and pool. They also come with all the extras you would expect from a five-star resort. There are also many facilities here, including a big pool that you can go in with all the other hotel guests, many restaurants, indoor play center, kids club, a playground, water sports, karaoke, and more. And the dining is truly superb at this hotel as well, especially the Japanese restaurant. We really ate a lot of food in that restaurant. It's very good. This is our family's favourite place to stay in Malaysia, and I highly recommend it. And you can find a link to our full review with many photos as well as a video walkthrough in the show notes. There's really nothing better than splashing in your own pool above the water. Now, the Lexus actually has two other hotels in Port Dickson that you could consider. They're a little cheaper than this one as well. The Grand Lexus also has a whole lot of private pool villas over the water, so you can be in a pool above the water again. And I actually like the pool better in these ones. It's bigger and better. But while I prefer the Hibiscus is that they don't really have good ocean views there. So it feels like a bit of a waste to me. You're on top of the sea and you're not just looking at it all the time. Whereas your pool in the Lexus Hibiscus is overlooking the water. So I prefer that. And there's also a lot more facilities at the Lexus Hibiscus. But it is a very solid option, especially if you just want to play in the pool all day. They also have another hotel with overwater villas. So this is cheaper again. You don't get the private pool, but there is a pool at the resort and you get your own overwater villa, which is pretty special anyway if you've never done that. I've also loved staying at the overwater villas at Avillon Port Dickson, which is another option. I recommend you stay 2 to 3 nights in Port Dickson, depending on how much time you have spare and how much you want to do. But even one night can still be really great just to enjoy one of the resorts. So that's it. That's everything Port Dickson. Remember, if you have any questions, join us in the Facebook group that you can find at malaysiaplanning.com and ask away. So to recap, today I gave you an overview of Port Dickson. We discussed why you should visit here, how to get there, what to do once you're there, and where to stay. And remember, you can always find the show notes at diveintomalaysia.com/episode21. It has a lot more information about Port Dickson. If it sounds good to you, go there, get planning. Make sure you subscribe to this channel because next episode I'm talking all about Pangkor Island. This is a pretty island off the west coast of Malaysia between Kuala Lumpur and Penang. So if you're planning your trip and looking for pretty beaches and islands to visit, make sure you listen. I look forward to chatting with you then.
Thanks for listening to Dive Into Malaysia Travel. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more travel inspiration, planning advice, and fun about traveling in Malaysia. Don't forget to leave a review so we can continue to bring you the best content. See you next episode.